All right, episode 17, Rob.
Episode 17. Yeah. I know most of you out there are legions of fans listening are thinking to yourselves, wow, advertising is perfect.
Yeah.
It's always right.
Yes.
Marketing is always, always on target.
Totally.
Hit the bullseye.
Yep.
Every time. You might be wrong.
Yes.
So we were talking a little bit about just sort of classic marketing or advertising blunders throughout history, and we have a couple of our own little anecdotes, but we were thinking first some of the obvious ones, the classic. I think the classic blunder was the Chevy Nova.
Yes.
And they named their car, of course, Nova in Spanish means it doesn't go.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, and funny to think that that actually made it through.
Yeah, I think, you just, you know, groupthink, right? Nobody's thinking, right?
Or yeah.
There's no outside perspective. And so now we think the world is definitely a much smaller place now, I think, than it was back then. But
right.
Hey, we're thinking about muscle cars. We're designing cool things. You know what I mean? We're thinking galaxies and space race in the 60s and whatever, and not necessarily thinking about, you know, the Latin American market, right?
Yeah.
And translations. So, I mean, you blunder from a naming perspective. I mean, there's a lot of different blunders in advertising and marketing history, but from a naming perspective, it's interesting that that's kind of always the case study, right, for naming a product.
Yeah, I mean, we always say around here when we're working on stuff, it's a constant reminder to, hey, stop. We're all so close to this. Let's take a minute, pretend we've never seen it, and
sure.
come at it fresh as if we didn't have any idea what we were looking at.
Yeah, exactly. Outside perspective is a wonderful thing.
It is.
And then
it
there's that two sides of the coin of, hey, if everybody comes up with the same idea, if everybody is in lockstep, it's either, hey, great minds think alike, or if everybody's thinking the same thing, is everybody really thinking at all? You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, do you need that outside perspective, that type of thing? So advertising blunder number one in history, the Chevy Nova.
Yeah,
what
I think
else you got?
Advertising number two, based in Atlanta as we are, of course, home of Coca-Cola, everyone's favorite sugar water.
Yep.
And it was back in the 80s. I don't remember what year it would have been, but this wasn't necessarily a marketing blunder, although they're all tied together. This was a product development blunder.
Absolutely.
And they decided that even though they were selling billions upon trillions of...
Yeah.
file this under, if it ain't broke, don't fix
it.
Right?
Yep.
So everybody was super excited. Remember when they came out with the new Coke?
New Coke.
We got new bottles. We got new branding. We got new everything.
Couldn't be more excited. I mean, we've taken Coke and we've revolutionized
it. That's right. We've taken what you know and love and completely changed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So customers rushed to the store to try this new and, in theory, improved Coke, and it was not.
Come to find out, it was not.
It was not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they immediately did a U-turn. I'd be curious to look back and see how long it lasted, but it wasn't long.
Yeah. Well, you can tell by our copious amounts of show prep and show notes that we have that we know the exact year and time and how long everything is. But I think anecdotally is what we're talking about. Like, yeah, I mean, I would argue that to a certain extent, it's a good case study too of making a negative a positive. So even though we're talking about blunders, you know, now we've got Coke Classic was the fallout of that, right? And the concept of the classic, the original, you know, and turning a negative into a positive, right? That old joke about Volvos, you know, boxy but safe, right? Not the best looking car out there, but hey, safety is key. So, you know, it definitely a blunder from a product development perspective, you know, and I guess you could kind of tie it into a blunder for marketing. They did such a great job on, you know, marketing it that it, the product didn't live up to the hype.
Well, the old adage is nothing kills a bad product
like
faster than great advertising.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
So yeah, New Coke, that was a big blunder.
Yeah.
You'd mentioned Red Lobster. Tell that anecdote.
Red Lobster. I think it's interesting from a promotion perspective, right? A few years ago, I believe it was early 2000s, 2003, somewhere around there, they ran an all-you-can-eat crab legs promotion,
crab legs.
So, hey, come to Red Lobster. We've got delicious crab legs, right?
$22.99.
Yeah, $22.99. Sounds about right. I'll believe it. And in a surprising, shocking turn of events no one saw coming, when you let people order as many crab legs as they want, they order lots of crab legs, right? So I think there was a big multi-million dollar loss right across all of the Red Lobster chains, right? Because, hey, we've got commercials, you know, crab, Snow Crab Leg Fest or whatever the case may be, right? And we went in there, and you know what we did? We ate a hell of a lot of crab legs, you know, and they had to redeem it. And so that's a little bit of a, you know, promotions are their own weird thing. You know, a lot of times now we have insurance and we've got all sorts of different verification methods to prevent companies from, you know, over redemption. And, you know, you see it more legal on promotions than ever now in terms of limit one per household, all sorts of crazy stuff, right? Well, even as recently as 20 years ago, we ate a lot of crab legs to the tune of, you know, millions of dollars lost.
So. Yeah, well, I think the problem with that is, number one, it's not like you're offering up, you know, all you can eat nachos.
Yeah.
A nacho is not an expensive treat.
Yeah, exactly.
It is delicious, but it's not expensive.
Sure.
Crab legs are expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
They're and expensive. They're tasty.
They're
mighty tasty.
Yeah.
And next to one of those cheese biscuits, and man, you got yourself a meal.
Hey, man.
So I think they said...
this is definitely not a knock on Red Lobster. We'll take that endorsement.
Delicious.
Yeah, anytime.
$22.99 a plate they were, and the company figured as long as each customer didn't eat more than two plates,
they would
remain profitable.
Yeah.
But again, crab legs are delicious.
Yeah.
And next thing you know...
Yeah, to your point, it's not the Olive Garden endless breadsticks or whatever that case may be. I mean, we're talking about crab legs here, people.
Right.
So... You know, so I mean, you know, blunder is an interesting, fun term. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it can apply to a lot of different aspects of business. It applies, you know, here naming, product development, and then promotion, right? And sort of three interesting examples. Thought it might be fun to share, you know, as you mentioned in at the lead in here, advertising is the best creative, most amazing, perfect career ever. Yet both of us have been struck with individual blunders over our career.
Right? Yeah, I'm happy to tell mine, and it's I can laugh about it now, but at the time, boy, it was not funny.
Catastrophic. Right?
And a lot, file this also under, let's not take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah.
We're not saving people's lives here.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, saving the world by any stretch of the imagination. So I was working on a project, and I was the writer on the creative team, and I won't bore you to tears, but the idea was we had created all of these sort of fake products, and we were doing a big photo shoot. We were mimicking the inside of a hardware store.
Okay, inside a hardware store.
So pretty intense set design where we had shelves upon shelves of all these different products that we kind of came up with.
Okay.
And the one product in this case were, they were jumper cables.
Okay.
And we manufactured sort of this label and branded them. I think it was Lightning Joe's jumper cables.
Okay,
right?
Got it.
And so had, you know, imagine they were probably, hard to remember, but there were probably, you know, 10 of these things that you could see where we had to comp up all the labels and everything else. And we had meticulously designed and crafted these things. And so we get to, it's shoot day. We had an all day shoot planned.
Yeah.
So we get to the shoot. Everything looks great. We're poking around. Everything looks good. Set looks great. Stylist did a great job.
Yeah.
And client shows up.
Yeah, as often they do.
As often they do. Client comes in, has a cup of coffee, and is taking a look at everything, and just kind of And I watched her look at the Lightning Jets.
Okay, the set design, all the production and whatnot.
Yeah, looking at everything, and was like, "Wait a minute.
Uh oh.
How do you spell lightning?
Oh no.
And here I we was go. Like, and my heart just—I mean, I'm the writer on the job.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
So I look at it, and sure enough, it was spelled lightning. LIGHTENING, is a word.
Okay.
Now, give me credit. That is a word. Okay. However, lightning.
And we are talking about fake products.
Talking about fake products.
And it's not their product. It's, you know.
Correct.
Right. So.
But it was supposed to be lightning, right?
Yeah.
As in coming from the sky.
Yeah.
LIGHTENING.
Sound effects.
So panic in the streets.
Yeah.
We freak out.
Oh, man. There is nothing worse than that
horrible
feeling, like your heart sinks. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a feeling that is indescribably awful.
Yeah. And so it was...
And it's right there in front of the client.
Right.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we bought a little bit of time and we were able to run back to the studio, fix the problem, solve the problem. All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
But at the time, it literally, that one vowel, E.
Yeah.
Which is why I have that tattooed on my shoulder. No, I'm kidding.
No, you have the word spell check tattooed somewhere.
Spell check, but it's spelled wrong.
There's a post.
With one, spell check with one L.
Nice, nice.
But yeah, anyway, at the time it was, because I was a junior at the time, and it was literally like the world was ending.
Yeah.
My career was over.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to have to find gainful employment elsewhere.
Yeah.
Laying asphalt or something like that.
Oh, man.
All's well that ends well. We had a good laugh about it, and all was fine.
Okay. So you're able to recover, everything was good. Mm-hmm. Shoot the next day and everything's good. So
world didn't end.
Yeah. All right. Crazy.
How about you?
My story is I'm literally feeling the feeling right now, just kind of thinking about it. I don't know if you're feeling it, but thinking about it and reliving it. So I had a fantastic, lovely client years and years ago that had an international organization, and I got to spend many days of the year traveling around the world and documenting, doing a big global campaign for them, right? So schlepping a photographer all over the place to do all sorts of different stuff, right? They had field offices all over Europe, all over, gosh, Australia, Middle East, everywhere, right? So we used to travel around the world, take pictures of all the stuff, and then create all the ads, the assets, the campaigns of all these different, for all these different field offices, right? Well, and maybe people know where this is going, but one trip, you know, we went along, you know, we're shooting in this country, country one, up for a couple of days, and we go to the next place we're shooting, go to the next place, right? Every single night, hey, you know, let's go through the dailies, let's take a look at the pictures, all looks good, you know, we're backing everything up in triplicate, you know, I mean, we're in the digital era, obviously, right? Everything's shooting digital, all that good stuff, right? Get back to the United States, I'm going to say, you know, a couple of weeks later, right? And it's okay, got to get all the images, I mean, we're talking gigs worth of data here, you know, like multiple hard drives, all sorts of stuff. And it's, oh no, we don't have the photos from, you know,
anywhere.
From I think it was like three of the countries we went to. Oh my God, I'm having like a panic attack.
So you had some of them, just right? there was a few.
Yeah, so we had a couple. We had some of this. I'm going to call it half. Half the photos are gone. Okay. For the sake of this conversation, right? And it was, no. You know, and then it's, we're going to use XYZ software to try to recover. We don't know where the data went, if it's been written over, the thing, and then the backup is corrupted. I mean, it was just...
Now, were these on memory cards, or were they loaded in?
These were, so shot on the camera,
yeah.
Cards, card reader into a laptop, right. Laptop to two different hard drives, and everything was cloned, right?
And still they were gone.
And so something must have happened either, I mean, this was the early days, of Time Machine or different thing, you know. And you get that, remember that hard drive clicking, that click, 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 yeah, click, yeah. Click, click, you know, that type of thing, yeah. Right? So, I mean, nothing was solid state yet. Everything was still moving parts, right? And we're schlepping these things all over the place. But we were doing everything in like duplicate, if not triplicate, right? And so somehow, you know, a whole bunch of stuff was written over. And it was, we're going to try to use XYZ software to try to uncover. I mean, and those places still exist where you can send your hard drive in and they can sort of retract data that may or may not have been deleted, things like that, right? So I managed to get a little bit of it. But then, you know, I had to call. It's a team effort, obviously, right? But it was our client. I mean, I had to call the client and just say, "Hey,
I don't know what happened."
Yeah, this is.
Hope you're sitting down.
Yeah. This is the worst conversation I've ever had to have with a client ever, and I don't really know how to have this. You know, like, boom, here we go. Let's lay it out, right? And it was one of those, should I do this in person or I do like, there's no good way to have this conversation.
No,
right.
No.
Just that pit of despair of, oh my God, it just lets you down. And you cannot recreate that because people in different countries had, there was no way to fake it. Right.
Right.
And so the only way out was, hey, we totally screwed up. You know, I mean, here's the good news. The good news for everybody freaking out listening to this is that everyone in that situation for my story was remarkably understanding, but it was just more of a, well, we have to redo this. You know, I mean, you have to, you know, there's a financial obligation now, right? That you're on the hook for. So, you got to get on the plane and go back to Malaysia. You got to go here. You got to go, you know, do all these different things. And then you probably got to go a little bit above and beyond, you know. So it was a big, you know, you got to do right by the client. You got to do right for the project. You got to do right for everybody. But man, that was, I would call that more than a blunder. That's definitely one of the worst sort of scenarios that's ever happened in my career. I mean, every once in a while, you know, a typo makes it through to a print ad. You know, if you do a 300-page catalog,
something's gonna happen.
You know, every once in a while, somebody approves a proof or something, and it's printed. You know what I mean? Like, and hey, you can always print another catalog. You can always do it. You know, but that is the biggest doozy for me. Of wow.
Yeah.
I'm sweating just thinking about this story right now.
Tell.
I'm like, really? I mean, you don't think about this all the time. Like,
not a good feeling.
Yeah. That was, I mean, that's the pit of despair. So,
lessons learned.
Yeah.
And for all you youngsters out there coming up in the business, it'll happen to you.
Yeah.
And when it does, maybe you'll remember this podcast and go, you know what? Maybe it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, the sun will come up the next day.
The sun will rise.
You know, as long as you're trying to do your best all the time, you know, and you put in protocols to try to prevent blunders from happening, you should be in a good spot.
The last thing I'll leave you with, and it came to me while we were chatting about this, but there's a great film out on, speaking of blunders, called Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Yes.
It's the documentary that's out. I think it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix. It's like two or three episodes.
Yeah, and no spoilers, but Pepsi did a promotion. I don't remember the year, but Pepsi did a great promotion where they were going to give away a jet.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the story about that promotion and happened with it. And
didn't you get Pepsi points? It was like the more Pepsi you buy, you get like credit or points or whatever, and then you can use that at the store, right, to buy different things.
Yeah, I mean, it was the classic fast food or whatever kind of point system redemption sponsorship or promotion, rather, that went horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong. And again, it was, wow, we didn't really think this out. But it's a nice look at advertising and promotions, and it's worth a watch. So,
yeah, for sure.
If you haven't seen it, go dial it up on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for those types of chronology of advertising and sort of interesting advertising stories on the back end. It's fun. So
it's good stuff.
Yeah, that is a good one to think about.
All right, thanks everyone.
Yeah,
enjoyed it. You can find us online at mocktheagency.com, on the interwebs, of course, and then also on the socials at mocktheagency. Mm-hmm. And until next time.
All right, play us out.